When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Well, it's a case that has baffled a lot of people. Lots of questions, not a lot of answers, and a person who can't answer a lot of questions. It's the case of the sheriff who shot the judge. Kentucky Sheriff Sean Mickey Steins, charged with the murder of District Judge Kevin Mullins. We don't know a lot about the motive behind it. We do know that these two were supposedly friends for many, many years. In fact, they went out to lunch the very same day of the shooting, something they did on a regular basis. They shared time together. They talk about their friends and their family. It was professional and probably on some level personal as well when you spend that much time with another individual. Makes you wonder if there was a personal motive here when the sheriff decided to pull that service revolver out and aim it at the judge and pull the trigger multiple times. Joining us to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. We don't know a lot about this, but we do know that allegedly the phone number of the sheriff's daughter was in the judge's phone. In fact, the sheriff even tried to call his daughter from his phone right before all this went down. What's your take on what is going on here in this twisted story?
Well, I think clearly what's going on is this is extremely personal, and it is a crime of passion. I don't think it was anything that was thought out. I think there was a motive that was probably quite insidious that caused this sheriff, who has a stellar record, no issue, was, as you said, very close friends. I believe at one time they were even married to sisters or something, relatives of one another. This was a very close relationship. You can imagine this small town, smaller than some universities, and the relationship that a sheriff has to have with the judge in their jurisdiction. They were close, and for this to happen, and then he sets down his weapon and I did it. I think he was motivated by something he found out. And certainly that phone call and the phone number, why would the judge have that? And did the sheriff find out something insidious? Obviously, it's going crazy on Facebook, crazy on social media amongst the people in that community, right? I mean, we've seen them all talk about it and say, you know, something terrible was happening between the judge and the daughter. And then you saw the preacher come out and say, whoa, that none of this was happening. This is ruining this girl. So we've seen both sides of it, but something compelled that sheriff, and it was personal.
One would have to hope it wasn't just a phone number, because that'd be quite a reaction to just a phone number being in someone's phone. Now, why is the daughter's phone number in the judge's phone? I don't know. Could there be a plausible reason? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, sometimes there is, especially if you have kids or something, and sometimes you need to communicate with, I don't know the answer to this, but maybe it's something where, you know, you can't get a hold of your own kid. What's the other kid's number that they hang out with? You can reach them in some sort of, you know, emergency. That exists oftentimes, but maybe not this way. I don't know. I mean, if that's all it was, that'd be quite an extreme reaction to just a phone number and a phone without anything more there. So one would have to assume there may be something else going on. Does it involve the daughter? Is this something where we're all just jumping to that conclusion because that's the only little piece of evidence that we have right now?
Well, I think that yes and no. So it's one of these cases where I always said, as an FBI agent, one of the questions I always ask everybody was, just tell me what the rumors are. Mm-hmm. And the reason I wanted to hear the rumors is because at the seed of every rumor is some truth. It started somewhere. Usually it sparks out and becomes a big fire that, you know, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But what's the initial spark? And so that's what I'm seeing here. I mean, I'm just seeing it so pervasive amongst the people that knew all of these people. So it, of course, has become a huge wildfire. Only is that spark have some truth to it? I mean, this was a sheriff. This wasn't just your average, you know, shoe salesman or you know, dock worker or whatever. I'm not trying to say anything negative about any profession. I'm just saying his job was to be an investigator. Mm-hmm. That's what he was paid to do. He's a paid professional, and he was paid to oversee multiple investigations that were underneath him that were going on. Mm-hmm. So this is somebody that in their paid profession, maybe investigated and found something really insidious and made this choice to take action.
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, it's not a big community that this was the sheriff of or that this was the judge that was looking over. We're talking a handful of small towns here, so information travels fast. I've been getting emails from people, I'm sure you probably have too, who are in that jurisdiction that, you know, they got the inside scoop, or so they think. Things that we can't put on the air because there's just rumors and such at this point. But, you know, if this stuff is true, this could get really dark really quick. And I think, you know, really shock a community to think that some of these people that they trusted or this person that they trusted could be involved in such things. But again, it leaves a lot of questions, especially for the victim's family, the family of this judge. We don't know what he was up to. Maybe nothing at all. But the thing is, there's never going to get to be that moment between those family members or those people who didn't see that side of him to reconcile who this character was, because he's dead now, to really hear that side of the story. And maybe, you know, you know, there's a lot of predators who have sides of stories that don't really matter because they're just twisted. But maybe they're not much. I don't know. We just don't know the answer to it because the judge or the sheriff went to that extreme of an action when finding out some sort of disturbing news. How long do you think it is until we figure out what exactly happened? Or are we going to find out what exactly that news was? The attorney's already saying, look, he was under extreme duress. This was a very emotional moment. And that's why he took the action that he did. Are we going to find out what sparked that emotion?
Oh, yeah. We're going to find out. It's going to be in filings. It's going to, he's going to go to court. I mean, I think he should, unless they offer him just some sort of absolute plum plea deal, you know, manslaughter in 5 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. Unless they offer him some sort of plum deal, we should find out all the details. And I think it's all going to come out. I think either way, even if he, once he's convicted, I think he'll want to come forward and exonerate himself from a standpoint of saying, I had good reason for doing this. Again, there's never any good reason, but I think, you know, for, you know, ambushing a judge and you know, mm-hmm. unloading your pistol into him. But I think many of us could understand the motivation.
Yeah. Anybody with kids, if this is worst case scenario, I wouldn't want to have a gun on me if I heard that news and I found out the person in front of me was a perpetrator of some sort. Again, just allegations and conjecture here. We do not know what happened. But I think you'd have a lot of dads and moms that would be hard-pressed not to do a similar action if something really vile was found out that someone was doing to your children. It's going to be fascinating. We'll see where this all plays out. Is it manslaughter? Is it murder? Is it something else entirely? Time will tell.
Well, okay. And what you hope too, and this is why you can't have this kind of law that isn't decided by a court, but that's just decided by one person mm-hmm. in a passionate moment. What if there were misunderstandings?
Yeah.
What if there were false allegations? What if something was construed being A and really it was B? Mm-hmm. And you know, we just don't know.
Yeah.
But I think we can all feel very confident to say, Tony, he, meaning the sheriff, thought something very insidious happened, and that's why he took action. He would normally not take such action unless he thought something.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.